Hi, this is a dictation for LeVar Boyd, LeVar Boyd, date of birth 5/12/1983, date of service 9/10/2025, date of accident is 2/13/2024. Chief complaints are severe pain in the lower back and left side of the neck and upper part of the shoulder on the left side is also 10. While he can move his shoulders without hurting too much up to 180 degrees, the pain is in the trapezius muscles on the left neck and left upper trapezius. The lower back pain is 10 and is shooting down to both legs as S1 S2 dermatome fashion up to the knee. And it is present almost daily on a scale of 1 to 10, it is 10. No further pain is shooting down below the knee, and there is no motor weakness reported. And in addition, the patient had a spinal cord stimulation device implanted for temporary confirmation, and the wire came out, and he had to go to the emergency room where is at Botsford Hospital where they removed all the wire. These pains are continuous and have been there since the accident, as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, aching, heavy, splitting, fearful. Pain level is between 9 and 10. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by lying down and medications. There is associated numbness and tingling of the both legs posteriorly up to the knee, and no muscle weakness, no bladder bowel incontinence is reported. There is a presence of saddle anesthesia to both the buttocks, and the sleep is disturbed for 4 to 5 hours, and there is associated anxiety and panic without depression. Moderate difficulty walking is there. He walks with a rollator walker. And the patient has no weakness, lightheadedness, but numbness and tingling is present in the posterior part of both legs. No lethargy. He has nightmares at night. He can walk up to one block. He cannot sit more than half an hour and standing more than half an hour. In addition, patient has some headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, located in the front of the head, severe, sensitive to light, and off and on. There is no sensitivity to noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports severe dizziness, severe vertigo, constant ringing in the ear, lack of focus, loss of concentration, spots in the vision. He denies any taste problem, smell problem. TMJ is painful, but other than that, patient denies any forgetfulness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, disorientation, seizures. History of the automobile accident is informed as follows. The patient has been a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 2/13/2024. The patient was traveling at around 8:30 in the morning as a restaurant driver near Murray Hill, MURRAYHILL, and Grove, GROVE, in West Detroit, near 6 Mile and Southfield Highway. He described that they were traveling on Murray Hill and stopped at a stop sign, while another car was coming from side street at more than 70 miles an hour without stopping, banged into their car on a head-on collision on the driver's side. The approximate speed of the other car could be 70 to 75 miles. And while he was wearing seatbelt, airbags deployed, there was no loss of consciousness, no hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. The car was completely total. Engine, transmission, and the frame was completely bent. They were all, engine and transmission was damaged. And windshield on the front was broken, but there was no damage to inside structure, like windshield, like seat belt, steering wheel, or console or dashboard. Regarding the injury patient report, he hit his head into the airbag that exploded, and after that he has been having headaches and he got dizzy. No trauma to the chest, pelvic, abdomen was reported, and no trauma to the neck. His both knees hit into the dashboard. Please review the records for ADLs and also for diagnosis page. Physical examination, this is a 42-year-old African-American male, obese, weight is 260 pounds, height is 5'7". And 42-year-old. Respiratory rate is 18, temperature 98, pulse is 75, pulse blood pressure is 177/109, pulse ox is 100. He is alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, without any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Hydration is good, well-nourished, obese, doesn't appear to be severely anxious, lethargic, good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. This patient is able to walk reasonably well, but he's using rollator walker. Slowly he's walking. The gait doesn't appear to be painful or antalgic. Rest of the exam will come from the template, which include general exam, neurological, psychiatric, and musculature examination. In the musculature, please do add that there is a spasm of the left trapezius muscle, including cervical and middle thoracic and upper thoracic fibers with couple trigger points. Which are palpable reproducible tenderness. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation come from template. Spine tenderness is noticed in L4, L5, L5S1, and bilateral SI joint. More on the right side than the left. Paravertebral muscles are not in spasm. No tenderness, hypertonicity. Range of motion, cervical spine is, follows the forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral side flexion, or rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, bilateral extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain, are as follows. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, and the Sperling sign is negative, the stretching test is negative, proto hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Brewster's lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive. Rubjansky-Kernig test is negative, Bregard test, CAMP test is negative, Bregard sign. In SI joint, bilateral favor test, Patrick sign are positive, Gonsolin test is positive without this standing flexion test, iliac compression test, or distraction test, each of those are negative. Extremities examination is completely unremarkable. All the extremities are completely normal, and range of motion of the shoulder, elbow, hand, and the hip and knees, all normal. No pedal edema is noticed. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page, plan of care from the template, treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided a order for physical therapy to begin, which should include lower back and both SI joint to help with the laser treatment also. And possibly chiropractic treatment, massage might help, stretching, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, all can help for a month. He is referred for TBI counseling, he is referred for laser treatment, and his maps have been reviewed, and he is provided with medications, which include Mobix 7.5 milligram, 2 times a day with the food and for anti-inflammatory effect, with Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle spasm, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Wellbutrin XR is provided for depression and anxiety. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, headaches. And Lunestra is provided 1 milligram at night for sleep. Medigesic is provided for headaches. Lidoprim ointment for topical pain. Other than that, patient is also provided with Antivert 25 milligram, and he is provided with Percocet 7.5. 325 every 12 hours for 15 days. A severe neuropathic pain formula, compounding cream is also provided. The patient was quite satisfied and happy. In addition, the non-pharmacological modalities are all yes. Exercise plan is yes. And refer to gym is yes. And fitness club is yes. Referral to psychiatry is yes. Intervention pain procedure, possibly some procedure will be required. For example, trigger point injection to the left trapezius muscle, and also possibly epidural injection to the lumbar spine and a SI joint injection. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered release. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered at this time. DMEs. Patient has all the DMEs, including rolling walker. And education is yes. And web help is yes. Disability is, patient is disabled for work. And follow visit in 7 days. Rest of the history is from the records. Thank you.